Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. Envy's in Vegas somewhere.
Yeah,
doing what he do.
I don't know what he's doing. I just know he's not here. But we do have the Migos here.
The Migos!
Migo, what's happening?
Yeah.
First of all,
I want to
thank y'all for giving me a great intro for Donkey today.
Oh, yeah.
He was really excited. Charlamagne's been coming up. He got that. He got mentioned in the Drake diss record to Meek Mill.
Charlamagne gave the gang Donkey of the day.
Yeah. Billboard magazine, 45K.
Y'all weren't offended by the Donkey of the day then at all?
Nah, I ain't tripping. We know this is
not
job.
A job.
You gotta do it. You good.
But what was the check for, though? You had the big check for $1,000. I know y'all getting about 50 a show.
I mean, we ain't never gave back nothing, period. Just do something like that is just good and just good. You know what I'm saying? We liked it. We ain't tripping on what he thinks.
As long as you put something.
We don't care about what Charlamagne saying, man.
Right. And listen, all these people being critical, I'm like, did y'all ever donate money anywhere? People are so critical.
I have. That's all I'm trying to say.
But I'm sure y'all giving more than $1,000 to Atlanta.
Most
the schools and whatnot.
To Atlanta.
that was our first time. Like I said, we ain't never, you know what I'm saying? They always put that kind of label on us. We need to just open up and start doing more. You know what I mean? So maybe if we give $1,000 to most schools and just instead of one,
you'll
give us champ of the day, a player of the day. You need to start doing that instead of dunk of the day.
Okay.
I would definitely salute y'all on it. It wasn't the money, though. It was just the check.
The check was huge.
It was a big check. It was huge.
Hey, man.
We're going to make you hold that time.
Now, y'all got your debut album coming out. I can't believe it's your debut album, man. It feel like y'all got five albums.
Yeah, it feel like your album's in. But
oh,
it's
yeah.
official.
The album, man.
Yeah. It's official, wrapped up, packed up, ready to go. You know what I mean? And we just put a whole lot of hard work into it, a whole lot of just graduation and steps and learning lessons into this album, and y'all gonna see it because it's a lot different than the mixtape.
What's different about it? What's the process? How is that different from making a mixtape, doing an official album?
You know, mixtape, you can really go one genre, one way. You can go straight trap.
Mm-hmm.
You can go one song for the ladies. On the album, you can't really do that. You just gotta hit every aspect. You don't wanna leave nothing out because you're trying to expand your fan base. It's an album.
Right.
And like a mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Are you ever surprised when certain songs become your single? Like, how do you determine that? How do you determine what's gonna be a single? Or do you let the people say, this is what we like, and has that ever been a surprise to you, what people pick?
Always. We let the people pick. You got to take them to the radio, see if it's radio friendly. You know what I mean? It's a lot different than from the mixtapes in the streets. And you just drop a song in the whole club like it, and the DJ ain't got no choice because the street like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? They rocking with it. But you just got to just force it in and force it on their head, just put it on their head and let the people decide. We always let the people decide our singles.
How much of it was done before Offset went in?
I want to say like 85% were done. We only got like four more songs without him on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only four new songs on the album.
Yeah.
When is Offset getting out?
Let's ask him. He on the phone right now.
Yo.
Offset.
What's happening?
What's up, bro?
Man, cool, man. What's going on?
We were just talking about
you. Yeah, we were just asking about you. When are you coming home?
I'm still waiting on my judge to revise my bond, man. They still ain't said nothing yet.
They said you got into a fight in jail, and
you gotta stop fighting inmates in jail, Offset.
It was a little misunderstanding. I can't say too much because the case still open though.
Mhm. Wow. Well, congratulations on the album, at least. You know, big things happening. At least you got on 85% before you got locked up.
Yeah, a good 85. You know, the album going crazy though.
Are you missing the little promo run, man? Are you missing being out? I mean, of course, I know you want to be out, but are you missing the grind of being on the road and everything?
Yeah, it's eating me up. It's eating me up because I know we all play a part in the group. I feel like I'm taking away a little bit, but it's all good because they hold me down, though.
Now, I once read that you said the Vice series led to y'all arrest, man. Well, led to your arrest.
I can't really say too much. My lawyer don't want me to say too much on the phone when it comes to the case, but, you know, sometimes my background be a problem to the situation that's going on.
Are they treating you like a celebrity in jail?
Yeah. But I'm in regular population, though. I want the A and or PC or not.
Oh, you still writing rhymes? Are you one of those people that could be in there and still working, or you can't clear your head?
I'm still working. It helped me get through things. But it's a little hard writing because we usually don't write, but I had to do something to keep my mind and to stay on point with myself. I don't want to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to jail and fall off when they.
Is it easier to keep a peace of mind knowing that you got two dudes that's going to hold you down? Like, you know, they're putting the money away for you and all that?
Yeah, it's easy because I still know the train's still moving. Even though I'm still sitting down, the train's still moving. I know they're going to do what's right. That's my family anyway, like they did before.
Now, they did do four new songs afterward. If you don't like a song, can you weigh in and say, look, I don't like that. Y'all can't put that one out. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I still got my input. Yeah, definitely.
How does that work between the three of you? Like, how do you guys decide what songs are going to make the album? And do you ever tell each other that verse is whack? You got to go back in and redo that.
Yeah, you got to keep it 100. You got to keep it 100. You ain't real if you don't do that.
It don't happen,
but you know what I'm saying? We don't say it before.
Does Offset ever tell y'all he don't like a record and y'all be like, Offset, just, you know, you've been in for a little while. That's what's going on out here.
Nah, he ain't never slowed it way. Nah, Offset, for you get out and put it on swag and put it on dab on that thing.
Absolutely.
I mean?
Are you doing a lot of push-ups and everything?
Nah, I ain't doing no workout.
Do you feel like in there are people treating you like, okay, they cool with you or are they jealous?
Nah, they cool. Everybody, it's cool, but, you know, sometimes a lot of people be in your face, and I'm in jail, so it ain't the right time. But, you know, I still got to be cool because at the end of the day, them folks be fans of my music or they support me, so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? It's a question for all of y'all. What's the point of dropping the album now, being that y'all did so great independently?
I think it was time for it.
Yeah, I feel the same.
It's time. Yeah, it's just time to prove something to people like y'all, man. Cause we got, you know what I'm saying, once again, we got the streets and we got the mixtapes on lock. But you got to prove stuff to the big buildings, to these cities like New York and L.A.
But,
know what I'm saying?
But do you really, though? Because your song's playing in the club here. You get played on the radio.
You get collaborations with pretty much everybody.
Like, if you talk to certain people and you be like, the Migos independent, they be like, what?
Them albums like kind of like rings, though. You know what I'm saying? They get to talking how great you are, and then they say, what are you doing on this album?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to get you some rings. Then when you get you some rings, you'll be all
right. People really look to the Migos in Future in Atlanta right now. It's kind of like the leaders of what's going on. Did y'all listen to Dirty Sprite, too?
Yeah, we listened to it.
Yeah, I gave it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it 100. I don't hate on nobody.
You said what? You don't?
I said I don't hate on nobody.
Okay.
Do y'all feel like y'all get a lot of flack from the ATL community?
Yeah, ain't number love in the A. Ain't number love on the North. You know
they showing love, man. Ain't nothing like that.
Are y'all paying attention to this whole Drake versus Meek Mill?
Nah.
Ain't got no trouble but to
see it. You gotta see it.
You gotta see it.
What do you think about rap battles, though, and the back and forth? Like, if somebody come at y'all, do you feel like you need
people
to resign?
People came at them.
Do you feel
we'll
the need to?
We'll go bar for bar. We'll go bar for bar with you. But man, we ain't gonna
make too many songs, but we're gonna make like one and go and get it done.
You wanna take it, though, we'll take it, though.
Have y'all cleared all your issues with, like, Chief Keef and all the Chicago guys?
Yeah, ain't no issues over there. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we'll never no problem, man. We'll never know.
I
real.
Get money. That beef ain't about
it. Yeah, man. We get money over here.
Have y'all switched up the way y'all move because of the shooting that happened in Miami?
Yeah, most definitely. You always got to switch up the way you move, even if no shooting happened. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep it the same way. You got to keep it different so then you won't play your cards and they won't see what you got going on.
Absolutely.
You
got
to move like Obama. Move like the president.
Now, even with Offset locked up, while you guys are doing shows and everything, do y'all split everything evenly? Like, even when you're doing shows and everything, he still gets his percentage even though he's not here?
You got to know that.
Mm-hmm. You ain't getting anything you want, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping none of y'all.
We ain't never been pressing over.
Before the music, we never pressed. We always split it. We family, though, we do. So, ain't nothing splitting now. We ain't going to let the music break out or the money get to.
Now, you guys also have artists signed to you as well, right?
Yeah, while I ran the label.
Mm-hmm. Because I always hear Rich the Kid. That's my guy, too. What other artists are y'all working with? Oh, what happened with Rich the Kid?
Oh, Rich Kid, our number one artist. Oh, yeah, most definitely. So why are in the label?
Yeah, shout out to Rich, man. Shout out to my boy Rich the Kid.
Are y'all looking to sign more artists?
If you're doing your thing out there, man, and you know what I'm saying? If some money to be made and we working
with
you.
Nah, you know it all start with them. With the power label QC, you know what I mean? That's the foundation, and that who started us, you know what I'm saying? Branch off, it's like a family tree. We all family, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like nobody obligated to nobody.
They see the chain on my
neck. You know what I mean? It's just all squad business, you know? Feel like that.
I see a chain on my neck. It ain't going nowhere.
Y'all been running around doing Hannah Montana with the live orchestra, right?
Oh yeah, not like we did the Trap Symphony. Audio Mac headquarters, and that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know, Miley Cyrus is hosting the VMAs, man, and one of the ideas we got is for her intro to come out doing Hannah Montana with the Migos with a live orchestra. Has anybody reached out to y'all about that yet?
Tell her, come on in. Nah, we got to press it.
That's
like
a fool.
Word. My man Jesus Nice put the word out on my show on Common Sense last week, and mm-hmm. we've been telling MTV that's what how Miley need to come out.
Dude, that's a fool. She need to come out. That's the only way she.
That's
got to
the
come
only
out.
Way she.
Only
can
way
do it.
She got to come out like that.
She the host of the VMAs. The intro, doing Hannah Montana with a live orchestra with the Migos.
What would you say is your guys' biggest look to date so far?
I want a straight that album, Young Rich Nation, the album. That's our this is our biggest project.
Mm-hmm. July 31st.
And a lot of fans and a lot of people expecting a good grade from it, and we ready to get our grade. You know what I mean? We've been tested by the world and the people.
So the album is what's gonna get y'all on like Fallon and get you at these award shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Got you.
Yeah.
Young Rich Nation. That.
Clothing line in store too, man. I know y'all see the dab. Everybody in the world dabbing, and we started. You know what I'm saying? Kicking flavor. Know what I mean? Follow the dripping.
Now, I thought dabbing was oil.
Dab is swag. We ain't calling the swag no more. With dab, RP the dab, and
we ain't
calling
turned up. No lit. Nah. Piped up.
Stop trying to get them in. You know
what?
Charlamagne, you had said before they came in, you wanted to let them know something when they came in here this morning about their interviews.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, I see y'all opening up more in interviews now. And I think that was one thing that people used to say about y'all earlier, that y'all used to come in interviews and don't speak at all. Like, don't say nothing.
Yeah, sit back
like
and observe.
Y'all get interrogated.
You
like,
cannot sit back and observe during an interview.
You gotta sit back and observe.
That's not the point of it.
Y'all not getting questioned by the police, man. Yeah. Y'all clean. Okay? Y'all getting a lot of legal money. It's okay. I noticed that with a lot of street rappers from Atlanta, though. They act like they still selling dope.
Yeah, we just like to let our music speak for itself, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people find personality in interviews, but you really supposed to find it in the music and see what type of person he is on
that's
the music.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we rock.
If it was up to y'all, y'all wouldn't do no interview.
you got to do interviews.
Got to wonder how the person is with the music. That'll get more challenge to the game, you know what I'm saying?
Like, do you guys, like, talk on the phone with girls and stuff? I can't even imagine y'all having, like, in-depth phone conversations. Hey,
Jay, see, you got to just...
You be FaceTiming and everything?
Give me your number, we can call.
I'll show you when I call you.
You never know, man.
So what? Who's any features on Young Rich Nation? Young Thug, right?
Oh, yeah, Young Thug, Chris Brown.
Yeah, shout out to Young Thug, shout out my boy Chris Brown.
Were y'all forced to do any, like, I guess, radio records? Like, oh, we need this kind of record. Get Chris Brown on the hook.
Nah, actually, we had that record already. We were like, man, we got to get my boy on it because we was in L.A. Just chilling, vibing, listening to music. We had there, like, a couple songs with French, and, like, we was all there. And so we just been rocking there since. I think that was about 6 months ago. And ever since then, we was just rocking. And the time was right. We just told him to get on the track. Shout out my boy Kid Red, too.
So the label let y'all pretty much do y'all thing. You signed a 300, right?
Oh, nah, we just got a distribution deal with
QC.
And we QC the label.
Oh, okay.
Would y'all want to have a major label deal or just distribution? Would you be interested in that? Because I'm sure people are coming to you.
That'll come later down the line. We need to see what's going on with their project, our album. And mm-hmm. that'll come when it comes.
We holding weight up on our shoulder right now, you know what I'm saying?
Another big thing we got going on is a tour we just got added with Chris French, Fetty Wap, and Amari Young, Tiana Taylor.
Oh, that's going to be
alongside
crazy.
Alongside Amigos.
One know, hell of a night. The best night of your life tour or something, right?
Yeah, one hell of a night.
One hell of a night.
Yeah.
It do sound like one hell of a night.
Yeah, it's a hell of a night.
Do y'all feel like y'all gave away too much original music?
Man, the vault full of music.
You don't feel like that when you got them stashed away. When you got them stashed on stash, you don't feel like that.
Ain't enough out.
And for them folks who be writing them songs, man, they giving too much paper away.
Right. What do you think about artists who don't write their own music? Rappers in particular, do you think it matters?
That's not making you an artist if you don't make your you don't draw your own painting. You know what I'm saying?
You come in the Migos studio, you ain't gonna see no paper, no pencil, no pad, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Straight on top of the dome.
Do your own craft.
You don't write.
That's just like you going to Popeyes and putting the Popeye chicken on the plate. Talking about you cook for your man. That ain't right.
I gotta stop doing that.
Now, you know the first thing people gonna say. I can see the comments right now, and you say y'all don't write. They're gonna be like, oh, well, y'all need to.
And tell them, come on, bring
so
their
all
pencil.
Three of you don't write anything? You guys, all three of you go straight off the head?
Yeah.
Let the beat marinate for about a little minute, and you go in there and say what you want to say.
But I think, you know what, y'all, I think y'all possess a different ability. Like, I think it's some people who are great lyricists, and it's some people who can make great songs. Y'all make great records. That's most lyricists can just rap. Okay, that's cool, but you can't make no records.
Yeah, it's a lot of rappers just rapping. You got to put them thing together, put them songs together, make them people feel the roller coaster, feel the ride, feel the wave of what we doing.
Are you ever concerned about experimenting with different sounds, knowing that your fans expect a certain kind of sound from you?
No, we musicians, you know what I'm saying?
So you got to try
everything.
You just can't go
pies and pan, be no pies and pan. We can do, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you guys have said you want to meet Paul McCartney. You think that's going to happen anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. It'll happen.
He might hate on y'all because you know the Migos are bigger than the Beatles, so he might hate on y'all a little bit.
It'll happen.
All right.
Word. Well, Offset, you be cool, bro. All
right, y'all be blessed, man. Y'all be good.
Do we have any idea about a date at all? Is it going to be in the next couple of months? Are you going to make this tour?
I can't say too much. I'm going to be this. Put your prayers in there for me. I'm going to pop out on you.
Okay, free Offset.
Word. Right. And Young Rich Nation is in stores right now?
Go get that.
Most definitely. Friday.
Y'all got the 31st. Friday releases now.
Oh, yeah, Friday releases because them checks coming in.
You know you get the check on Friday. You got to go get the album.
You ready to turn up, man. Pipe it up, man. Go get the album, Young Rich Nation.
Is this grind different, though? Because with the mixtapes, y'all really don't got to do too much promo. You just throw it out online and move out the way.
Nah, we really do the same promo in Atlanta. We, you know what I'm saying, kill the streets, wet the streets up, take over the streets, have the posters and the street team. We just don't do the press like how this run is. Ain't nothing like the New York press run.
Yeah, ain't nothing like the New York press run.
Well, y'all always come see us when you guys are here, so we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we show love. Appreciate y'all for having us.
With Amigos, Young Rich Nation.
We have 1 minute left.
Oh,
Young Rich Nation,
bro. Love you,
we're not going to do this without you.
Young Rich Nation in stores right now. It's the Breakfast Club.